it's time to talk about sports and New Year's honours, because Emma Evans is joining us today, and Emma will be the recipient of an MBE from Her Majesty the Queen for her services to Goalball. Emma, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That must have been an exciting letter to receive in the post.
It was a crazy letter. I didn't actually think it was real. I thought someone was winding me up. But then when I went back and actually read it all the way through, it said at the end that it was for services to Goalball and visually impaired athletes. I'm like, wow, that is for me. It's just great for the whole of Goalball. You know, there's so many amazing, inspirational people in sport of Goalball, you know, staff, volunteers, players. So, you know, for us to be recognised as a sport in this way, you know, and I couldn't do what I do without those people. So for me, it's just a, you know, it's a great honour and platform for the entire sport, really.
Tell me about Goalball then. How did you get involved in the game?
My son was at the Royal National College for the Blind in Hereford. So he went there and he started playing. Pretty soon he progressed to Team GB. So he was playing for Team GB and also taking part in domestic competitions. But then when he finished college, by this time his brothers had also got the buzz for the sport by watching it, seeing what their brother had been doing. And we decided as a family, well, let's start a club locally.
And that's how Fen Tigers came about as well. And they've been a really successful club as well.
Yes, really proud of everything that the club's achieved. So we started back in 2015. Since then, we've had teams participate in all three of the different domestic league levels. So there's novice, intermediate and elite. You know, we've been fortunate enough to win the league in all three of the levels. We're the current reigning elite and intermediate champions. We've also became the first British club to win the Malmo European Parasport Goalball. So we were European champions. And this year, as it is now, 2021, on the back of the elite team success, we've been invited to and accepted the invitation to participate in the European Super League. So that's kind of the equivalent, I think, I'm not much into football, but like the Champions League in football. And that is ultimately the route to the Goalball World Cup.
Good luck with that. But you've also been involved with Goalball UK, the British governing body as well. And you've refereed in all sorts.
With Goalball UK, they are actually a registered charity as well as the sports national governing body. But unfortunately, like with a lot of disability sports, there was a big cut in funding from UK sport and the like a good few years ago. And that's really impacted on Goalball as a sport. You know, they're really, really keen to get players in at grassroots level, develop them, give them that community. So I've done a lot of work with Goalball UK to actually raise money. So over these couple of 3 years, I've raised £75,000 for them. I've also spent some time at their head office doing some training on like computer skills. And I also, as you say, at tournaments, you know, domestic tournaments, I will do refereeing as well. So yeah, it's a lot of hats, but absolutely passionate and just love it because I can see what the sport has given back to my boys and my family.
I was going to ask where on earth you find the time to do this, because you also work in the civil service and even they get to know about Goalball as well.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's sick of me now. So yeah, within civil service, it's actually really good because they do have volunteer days. So every civil servant can have 3 days of volunteering. So I use that every year to do work for Goalball UK. But I've also been working with the charity for civil servants, the visual network within government, and also the Civil Service Sports Council. So with those three parts of government, that's why we've had meetings and saying, actually, we know that across civil service, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of civil servants. And we also know through the membership of the visual network, there is a huge amount of blind and visually impaired people across government. So it's been trying to find a way to introduce people across government, also sighted people, you know, because everybody can play the sport, introducing them to this incredible sport. But unfortunately, COVID got in the way. But we were just about to launch our pilot Have a Go Day in London, working across those networks. We were going to be having Have a Go Days with CrossFit Warriors training ground down in Croydon. And we were going to have, hopefully, a good number of civil servants coming, playing the sport, and then rolling that out across the UK. And the ultimate aim was to potentially have some civil service slash government teams participating in the Gold Ball UK domestic leagues. So yeah, so that's the other strand, and I do some blogging, and I mentor blind and visually impaired people within civil service to try to help them progress their careers as well. So yeah, quite a few strands to what I do.
Have you found out yet how the presentation of the MBE will work this year?
I think their plan is it's business as usual, but it will be delayed. So the people who receive the birthday honours, they haven't received their award yet because of COVID. So I think once we're hopefully rolled the vaccine out and we're in safer times, the people from the birthday honours will go first, and then it will be myself and other people for the New Year's honours to follow. So who knows how soon that will be, but gives me a chance to save up for a new hat anyway. I would love for an output of this honour to be for more people to get involved in the sport, that, you know, it does raise the profile, but it's a platform for people to think, yeah, I'd love to have a go at that. So the global community is a fantastic community of people. It's very, very friendly. It's very open, very like welcoming. So don't be scared, just make contact. So Global UK, as I said, is a national governing body. You can go on to www.goalball.uk.com, and that is their website. They're also on Facebook and Twitter. And for Fen Tigers, we haven't got a website, but we have got a Facebook page, which is Fen Tigers Goalball. We're also on Twitter. And if anybody just wants to send an email, it's fentigers@outlook.com. I monitor that email address. My name's Emma. Send us an email.
Emma, congratulations once again on the award. Incredibly well deserved, and good luck with promoting the sport. And thank you for talking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, fantastic. Thank you very much, and have a great New Year.